How's it going, everybody? Welcome here to another Mitchell J. Backus Live, and also want to wish everybody a happy start to your New Year's. We're in a brand new year, brand new mode, brand new vibe, brand new opportunities for you. So I just hope that you're capitalizing on everything here that's in front of you. And, you know, if I was to say anything, the premise behind this whole Mitchell J. Backus Live is simply just that whatever I'm involved in, whatever I'm speaking in alignment with, it's purely about information that can help you to become more aware, more knowledgeable, and more, you know, positioned to help you succeed in your life. Whether it's with your business, your brand, relationships that you got going on. Not even a relationship guru, but if there's something that I can help tap into you to help with your relationship, hey, why not? But long story short, that's what this is all about. So going into the new year, we got brand new things going on. I know that as you're continuing to get more episodes here with me on the Mitchell J. Backus Live segment, we're really touching base and diving into the three main areas. As you see with my trajectory, I'm making a lot of noise or forward steps within the digital arena. That's with esports, online courses, and podcasting. So you're part of the podcast. You'll eventually hear more about the online management institute that we have, the Empowerment Institute. But today, you're going to be hearing about the Long Island Gaming League and what's going on with that. So for those that know, on the One Recourse Radio podcast, my partner, Dennis Buchanan, CEO of One Recourse, has started a gaming league. And today is the start of our introduction. We're introducing the gaming league to the world, and starting off with all of you that pay attention to what I got going on here at the Mitchell J. Backus Live Corner. So today we're going to get right into the first of many episodes to update you on what's happening in the esports arena, how you can capitalize on it, and what that might mean for you, for your profession, your business, or your brand. So let's go right ahead and get right into it. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Strap in for the start, part one of the Long Island Gaming League. What's going on, everybody? This is Mitchell here, one half of the One Recourse Radio podcast. Here with my co-host Dennis. How you doing, man?
What's up? You remember that?
Yeah, right. So as you can see, we want to welcome you to episode 53 of a couple things. One, episode 53, another stellar episode of the One Recourse Radio podcast. So you know we're back. We're back here to regular programming. As we kind of give you the framework of what's going back coming out of the journey. So we want to thank you once again for tuning into the journey and everything we had going on. And now we're going to kind of get back to what we do best, and that's giving you great information in the world of business and entertainment. So Dennis, my man, you know, we're about to get right into this episode, but most people don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Most people don't know about all the hard work you've been dealing with as a CEO of One Recourse, and now some of the other ventures that you've gone into the direction of show marketing. So the thing I want to really say before we get into the show, right, as we're talking to our listeners and letting them know what's going on, you've been quite busy as of late. Is that correct?
It's correct. You know, definitely been busier than usual. As you know, and we've talked about this many times, I got a retirement goal in mind, and I got a $500 million in mind. I know we've talked about that in previous episodes. So grinding on achieving that. So it's been like a nonstop, but it's picked up. And as things pick up, more work is required.
This is Leslie Juvenic-Aire, Chief Happiness Officer at Leslie, Inc. When I'm not helping business leaders find their state of happiness, I'm listening to One Recourse Radio Podcast, the number one resource for business entertainment.
Right. Yeah, man. And one thing I can say, you know, as far as the last time, because I would like to say this show we, you know, for the listener, you're listening in right now and you're hearing it before we get into our show. This show is going to be centered around all of Dennis's hard work. And the reason why I say that is because the last time you jumped, you were listening to, a moment in time where you got to get a chance to hear about what One Recourse is doing. Because a lot of times we bring on guests and you hear about what the guests are doing and everything that's going on with it, right? You don't get a chance to hear about what's happening with One Recourse, right? So today you're going to get a moment and an opportunity to get into like what we did in episode 39, where we put Dennis on the hot seat. We had him talk about all the different facets and everything that's going on with One Recourse. And we had the whole McDonald's scenario, the Happy Meal, the fry, you know, everything that went along with that. So if you don't remember,
Like I said, to this day, I still love you, man.
There you go, right? The whole McDonald's franchise model for One Recourse. But today, I know that you have a new addition to your McDonald's franchise. So why don't you tell a little bit about, to the listeners, before we get into the show, the start of the show, a little bit of what's been happening with One Recourse and the new space that you're in.
I want to bring it back to the NCAA days. And we all know Mitch is the sports guru, and I'm the friends and family guy. And from the friends and family guy, you know, it just always, I was inspired by the amount of passion that Mitch had when it came to sports, which I knew nothing about. And we had a conversation, you know, we're always thinking of stuff. And, you know, from that conversation, just talking, he was just like, yo, you know, this is something. So I started looking at it. I always played video games. And, you know, from games, I was just like, hey, man, yo, listen, maybe what if I did a league? And, you know, from that, it really kind of just bubbled. But it all started from that conversation of the, you know, me and my friends and family picks to me deciding that diving into that I understood a little bit better, which when it comes to video games and this whole world of esports, really kind of allowed me to be inspired by, you know, Mitch, your love of sports, and then being able to turn it into something that I could stand. And it leads us to what has been created, the Long Island Gaming League.
Nah, that's awesome. And it was so funny now because now, you know, and today, in this year, I've known you to be more passionate about sports. I think your level of passion for sports, in whatever capacity that is, has surpassed mine. You're more excited about sports. I get excited from you when you tell me about what you know, you're always watching the games, or, you know, whether it's football on Sundays, basketball on Wednesdays, whatever the case may be, you're always locked into what's happening, both, you know, with traditional sports and also in esports. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead, get into this, this quick segment so they can get a sense of what, you know, what's really going on in the gaming world, how big it is, and how, both from a business perspective and just being involved in the industry as a whole, what it can mean for them. So let's go ahead and get right into the episode, this first segment, and we'll be right back to pick Dennis's brain on what's happening with the Long Island Gaming League.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record a podcast? How do I get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places that people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions was really simple. Anchor. Anchor is the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. So if you always wanted to get started in podcasting and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start.
I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, Long Island? This is Dennis, your co-host for the Long Island Gaming League, LIGL. I hope everybody's doing good today. You know, I just wanted to check in. I'm not joined with my two co-hosts. Shout out to Tommy. Shout out to Bruno. Hope you guys are doing good. I know you guys are busy, so I just decided to jump on and give our listeners an update and let them know what's been going on with LIGL. And a lot of the moves, the power moves we've been making for the esports industry out here on Long Island. I mean, there's so much going on in the world of esports. It's getting crazy. Just as recently, we've been seeing news that esports is almost a $1 billion industry by the end of 2019. What do you guys think about that? Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I know, right? Well, anyway, this is just really a short podcast. I'm not going to keep you guys long. I just want to really give you some updates of what we've been going through, what we've been doing. Again, this is our way to communicate with all of the Long Island gamers out there, the high schools, to really give you insight onto why you want to be a part of our league, some of the moves that we're making to make our league successful, and to really help the esports gaming community as a whole out here on Long Island. And if you're not from Long Island, that's okay. We love you guys too, and definitely really appreciate you all for listening and tuning in. So let me jump right into this. I'm trying to catch back from last week, so bear with me. And as I catch back from last week, I'm going to talk about everything up until this very day in about 5 to 10 minutes before I actually recorded this podcast. That's how up to date we want to keep you guys in the loop. All right. So last Friday, I believe, I don't want to get my date mixed up, but last Friday I had the opportunity to go into NYIT in Manhattan on Broadway and go to the ECC, the Eastern Conference Championship game for Esports League of Legends. Now, this was a really amazing opportunity because there was a lot of influential people who came down there to just really talk about esports industry as a whole. And some of the things that's not often talked about, and we touched about this on our show when it came to the medical sports medicine, when it comes to the esports players. You know, we care about you guys and we care about ourselves, so we got to make sure that as we play these games, we're doing it the right way and we don't get injured, because these injuries are real. And you know, to end your gaming career at such a young age, it's a terrible thing. So there was a lot of really cool insight on that. If you want to hear our podcast about that, it's about 2 podcast episodes ago. I think it's episode number 5. We luckily were able to speak to Dr. Z and the head coach of the Cyber Bears, Mr. Duran. So you guys check that out. But anyway, that was something that was kind of covered over the ECC Championship Conference game. Prior to it going on, ESL was there. There were some other major game companies that were there, and they spoke to the audience, you know, just being in the know and what's going on in the world of esports. So fortunately, Long Island Gaming League was invited, and we had the opportunity to attend that event. And we got to see the actual championship, and the shout out to the NYIT Cyber Bears. Those guys won. So definitely grateful that they had the opportunity to win, and we were there to see them. So we definitely support our local teams that are out here doing big things in the esports realm. So that was definitely something that I had the opportunity to enjoy. And again, like I said, I have many updates that I want to update you guys with. So I'm going to continue to give you some more updates and let you know what else is going on. And that was last Friday that I had did that.
This is Crystal Stone of the Stone Truth Podcast. When I'm not talking Dallas Cowboys football, I'm tuned in to the One Recourse Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
Some other news. Want to let you guys know that the Long Island Gaming League just signed up a new school into our league. So we're very happy about that. So we want to say welcome the Hawaiian Dance Memorial High School for becoming part of the Long Island Gaming League. So if you're hearing this and you want your school to become part of the Long Island Gaming League, definitely send us a message, subscribe to our show. You can find us on Facebook, /LI Gaming League, Instagram, LI Gaming League, All of everything that you know all is Ally Gaming League. So definitely make sure to shoot us a message and we'll come down to your school and we'll work with you to set up your esports team so you can be a part of our league as well. So definitely shout out to the Wyandanche Memorial High School and all of the players who will be joining our league. We're really excited to have you guys and we're looking forward to having an amazing season with you guys as part of our league. The other thing I want to talk about is some really good partnerships that the Long Island Gaming League is solidifying to benefit the esports community on Long Island. We were fortunate enough to be in contact with the ECC, the Eastern Conference Champion organization, and we're working with them to kind of bridge the gap with high school and college. So there's more to come about that. I'm not going to spill all of the beans, but just be known that we are officially partnered with the ECC. We are also officially partnered with ESL. I'm sure you guys know all about ESL. And yes, the Long Island Gaming League has solidified a partnership with them. So Long Island Gaming League is really bringing together all of the major players to Long Island to help make Long Island one of the best gaming communities out there, best esports gaming communities out there. So we're out here working hard for you guys and we want to get you the best gaming experience that you can so you can take your esports gaming to the next level. We also, this was a while before, but we also had partnerships with Microsoft, so we still have a very strong relationship with them. And just those are just three of the new recent partnerships that we have and that we look forward to this upcoming school semester to working with and bringing esports to more Long Island high schools. We also have a new member who joined on. So shout out to Jesse. Thank you so much for joining the Long Island Gaming League. We think it's going to be amazing having you a part of the team. You bring a very different dynamic to what we are doing here at the Long Island Gaming League. So shout out to you. Maybe we'll have you on the podcast one day just to talk to everybody. You know, we are very all-inclusive, so we want all our listeners to kind of get a feel for who we are, what we're doing, what we're about, and why we care so much about making the Long Island Gaming League the best league there is out here in New York, Long Island, New York, that is, between Suffolk and Nassau County. Also want to talk about some possible guests. We might have some possible celebrity esports or well-known esports players coming on this show recently who play professionally, who are going to give some insights, so we're excited about that. I'm not going to drop too much info, but I do say if you're in esports and you want to talk to some of your favorite gamers and get some insights and some tips on how they became professionals, I suggest you subscribe to the show and you stay tuned, because I'm not going to tell you when we're going to be doing these interviews, but I will tell you we have some lined up that we're very excited about. And I'm wrapping up because, again, I don't want to take up too much of your time. This was a little intermediary podcast because so much has been going on. I just wanted to keep you guys all in the loop since we don't really publish most of the ongoings within the Long Island Gaming League on our social media. We do decide to post it for our listeners to tune in through our podcast. If you're interested in being a guest on our show, you don't necessarily have to be in esports, but if you have an opinion about esports, whether it be good or bad, listen, we want to talk with you. We want to hear from you. So definitely reach out to us. Again, subscribe to our podcast. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. All at LI Gaming League. Again, that's at symbol LI Gaming League. So you can connect with us on any platform. Just use that and we will reach out to you and have you as a guest on the show. Last but not least, thing I want to talk about is I want to say today I had the pleasure of meeting with the Meta Esports Gaming Land Center out in St. James, New York. Two amazing guys, and we look forward to possibly being able to build a relationship with them. So if you are looking for a land center to go play at or practice at, definitely want to shout out the Meta Esports Gaming out in St. James, Long Island, New York. Appreciate you guys. It was a pleasure speaking with you. So with that being said, thank you all of the listeners for tuning in. Whether you get me now or you hear this months from now, you greatly appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and make sure you follow us on Facebook / LIGamingLeague.com, on Instagram.com/ LIGamingLeague.com, and yes, on Twitter.com/ SLI Gaming League. Subscribe. We appreciate you guys. And next week, or maybe later on this week, my two co-hosts will be joining the show, and we'll be back to talking what we love to talk, and that's esports and what's going on in the esports world today. Have a blessed day, everybody.
This is Deanna Bookard, a.k.a. the PR Maven. And when I'm not helping my clients with PR and marketing strategies, I am here listening to One Recourse Radio Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
So hopefully from you listening to that real brief but powerful segment, you know, the listeners will get an idea of how big this whole entire industry is, and you know what's why you, Dennis, why you decided to position yourself in the industry of esports and everything it has to offer.
You know, it's an ongoing thing, because we always come back to, like, you got to show marketing, you got to show marketing. And that's something that's throughout all the episodes I always bring mention to. So I always try to figure that out in everything that, you know, I do moving forward. And you had said the thing before when I was talking about, listen, would you do a league? And then you had educated me on, like, club development, that club development was something that the industry needed because it's so new. And without proper development, it leaves room for mistakes. So the direction that we kind of went in with the Long Island Gaming League was, you know, just inspired from conversation that, you know, you and I had, and it made the most sense. And looking at it now in hindsight, it was an amazing decision. It has created a lot of growth for the Long Island Gaming League, not only with club development helping the youth, but just Long Island Gaming League as a brand.
Now, I think that's a good point. And I would just second the motion, because at the end of the day, when you think about it, you know, when you look at the landscape, I know you dove in a lot deeper than I have, but from what I gather and everything that's happening with the Long Island Gaming League, or just esports as a whole, when you really look at it, a lot of this, there's two things that's happening that when you look at the market itself, all across the board, it's not being fully optimized. Number one, the students or people that are playing esports are just playing in esports and not, you know, when you look at the vast majority, not the professionals that are one of the big dollars, but when you look at the vast majority, most of them are just playing. They're either playing casually or they're competing in a casual manner. They're not really honing in on the craft to a level that's going to put them in a position to become a profitable professional. That's number one. The second thing I'm also noticing is that when it comes to like institutions, if they have a club or esports team or something along those lines, they're not necessarily developing the continuity or the necessary components that's going to allow them to stand the test of time throughout the time throughout the industry. So a person starts a club, right? Or there's a club started within a school or institution. That school or institution might not all the way be fully equipped to compete at a high level, win all of that, those dollars that are out there in the industry, or be in a position to, you know, have a program that's going to run 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line to reap the benefits that the industry has to offer. So ultimately, what it sounds like to me, you're positioning yourself not only to, like you said, show marketing, but it also in a position to give these institutions and professionals resources that will allow them to compete at a high level and stay in the game long enough to see what the industry has to offer, especially out here in the United States. Is that correct?
And the United States usually leads in a lot of things, but when it comes to esports, we're not the leaders. So whatever information and education we can provide to our youth and our players now is definitely going to help them as they continue to be a part of this growing industry.
Nah, that sounds real good. And one thing I can say that I noticed and that I realized, So I know, I would say research and positioning has been the name of your game with the Long Island Gaming League, right? So I know that you position yourself because you've done a ton of research. You really know who's out there, the competitors, and who you're competing against, who you're working alongside, and who you are looking to partner with, right? One of the things I realized that you have done is that once you realize how big the industry was, then you set out on a conquest, right? You started to go ahead and start to meet people that are out there in the trenches doing the work, fans of the industry, involved in the industry, so you can get the best idea of what's going on in the industry. You rolled up your sleeves and you went out to meet the people and touch the people that are involved in this industry. One of the things that we want the listeners to hear, and we'll go ahead and show you another segment, is you went ahead and you met one of the first, I guess, organizations that you met with was one of the esports organizations that's out of the Long Island University out here in Long Island, right?
Very fortunate to be able to have conversations with them.
Now, awesome. So let's do that. Let's go right ahead and get into this next segment where we can hear the conversation, not only the conversation, but the conversation that happened with the Long Island Gaming League's Long Island Gaming League podcast and the Long Island University Esports club/team. Out there at Long Island University at CW Post. So let's go right ahead and get right into it. And we'll come back to you with some final moments and wrap-ups in the next segment.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record a podcast? How do I get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places that people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions was really simple. Anchor. Anchor is the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. So if you always wanted to get started in podcasting and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
What? Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Long Island Gaming League, where we talk esports and all that other good fun stuff. My name is Dennis, and I'm one of the co-hosts for the Long Island Gaming League. And today we have a very special guest. But before we get into our guest, I'm going to introduce Bruno. Bruno, our other co-host. Bruno, what do you want to say to the people?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever you're listening. How's everybody doing? It's been a while. Hope you guys haven't missed us too much, but hopefully you guys are going to be happy with what we have today for you.
Yeah, bro. You know what? I agree, man. I miss being able to talk to our listeners. We know when we first got started with the podcast, there were, technical difficulties we're having, but we think we finally found a platform to where we'll be able to have great conversation with our guests, our listeners. You'll all be able to hear it all the way through to its completion with no interruptions. But with that being said, I would like to say we have a guest from Long Island University. His name is John. So, John, since I gave you a little bit of an introductory to the people, why don't you give them the true introductory so they know who you are and what you're all about?
Yes. So, first off, I want to thank you for having me on, Dennis and Bruno. My name is John McDermott. I am the head coach of esports at LAU Post. I also do a little bit of work with LAU Brooklyn, but not in an official capacity yet. I guess a little bit about my background for the people who don't know me, don't know any of my bio or anything like that. I've been working for the esports scene for about the past 4 years. I've done work with the professional teams such as E United. I've also hosted and ran tournaments for amateur League of Legends tournaments and things like that. I've competed amateurly in League of Legends. And as well as that, I also was one of the people that helped begin and got the foundation set for the St. John's esports team as well.
Now that is quite the accolades, man. That's very amazing. So it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Definitely from what we've learned, from me personally speaking, that the esports community, as much as it is growing, it is very close-knit, and there's a lot of people who know people. So we all kind of have that same common goal when it comes to esports. It's the love of playing games, whether it's competitive or not, but just kind of that whole thrill of playing games, whether you were a kid, because I used to play when I was younger, to being able to play on a professional level. I think it's just like really amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is, right? And like, so a little bit more about me, right? I started playing esports competitively when I ended up having to stop playing collegiate football. So I've always been looking for that ability to compete and to give back. And that's what I found so helpful in terms of what esports is that you have this close-knit community that, like, even if you're, and I know that means at the top, right? But even if you're like at some sort of position, you always are going to be able to be connected with, you know, the person's just starting out or the fans or anything like that. And we can all help at the esports scene as a whole grow together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, we want to dive right into some of these questions, but I know me and you have been conversating before. Bruno, I know we had spoke before prior to John getting on. What were some of the questions you had for him?
Let's put it this way. My question's a little bit more on a gaming side instead of more like professional ones. Like, out of curiosity, I did a little bit of research, of course, in terms of your program and all that. Why League of Legends?
Well, League of Legends for me, right, not only do I have the personal connection of actually knowing the game and competing in that game, but it also is one of the largest and most well-known esports there is in the world right now. We can have the debate whether or not it's like the most well-known and the most popular esport out there at the moment, but like, it still gives an offer of a platform of a general audience that they'll know what that game is, regardless of if or not you're really a video game fan or an esport, because that you know, draws 50,000 people to their finals every year all around the world and draws millions and millions of views on Twitch, YouTube, all the streaming platforms put together. So I thought that would be a very great sort of entryway to get into an esports program and get to sort of those fans. And that then I'm going to assume is your next question is, what about Overwatch? It's the same sort of thing. Overwatch is one of the most known esports and competes with League of Legends, I think, for that title. It's like, you know, it's on ABC, it's on Disney, it's on ESPN almost weekly at this point. It still streams to hundreds of thousands of people every week. And these games are like super well known and well recognized games that will help you know, get the name of esports out there, that even like if you are like just say a common college student, you probably know what these two games are.
Right. No, and that's great. You know, those two games for me, ironically, are fairly new. You know, I've seen them. I'm more learning about them. I've kind of been more with the Call of Duty, Madden, you know, NBA 2K, the different arena of sports or, you know, esports playing. But I've become very fascinated with the League of Legends and the Overwatch. Now, being that this is something, as we're talking about schools, how would you describe the esports program and what it would interest as far as students enrolling into it, as like on a collegiate or a school level, specifically Long Island University?
So I think the first thing is that at least at Long Island that we do uniquely, right, is that esports on a whole level is always growing, right? So I'll take, for example, the Big East, right? When I was there, it was literally just League of Legends and Overwatch. I left back in December because I graduated with my master's, but when I left there, they were expanding into Overwatch and Counter-Strike, and I believe the Big East now are fielding those four teams. So with LIU, the way I set it up and the way I want it working ideally, and the way it is working right now, is that we have our varsity programs, right? We have the varsity programs that we're selecting to compete in next season, the school, I'm working with the ADs and all that to do it. And then we have the club, which are the other games, other, you know, other esports that we will use to build. And then when, like, as I always say, right, because I'm an athlete and I come from like a lot of like physical sports, when their numbers called, I don't have to rush in order to set it up. And then in that sort of sense, like, we are incredibly welcoming to every esport that there is, whether it be something like Madden, right, or whether it be Rocket League, it's not just like Overwatch and League of Legends, and that's all we care about. No, we want to care about Smash. We want to care about Hearthstone. We want to care about Call of Duty. We want to care about, NBA 2K. We want to care about Madden. We want to care about all the esports that you can really think of and compete on. And that's what we're going out and recruiting. And I've always made this very clear that if you want to play esports at LIU, you're going to have a spot. Like, we will find a sport, we will find a game for you that you are passionate about, and we will help you get better in that sense.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Totora from the Westmark Group. When I'm not servicing our clients with their digital marketing and website development needs, I'm hanging out with the One Recourse Business Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
And, you know, that's really amazing that you guys kind of offer that with your program, because it does allow for gamers like myself, you know, if I was still in my college years, that would be just like very appealing to me. And I'm sure it's very appealing to some of the other students or high school students who are listening, and those their parents who may see their child playing these video games and just kind of be like, oh, well, now that I know that they may not play some of the more popular games when it comes to colleges, but they still play games, they still have that opportunity at Long Island University. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I think also on top of that, it is a very unique situation that LIU is in compared to the other schools that I know of, right? So a lot of the other schools are just club schools. Well, we have both the club and the varsity programs, right, that intermingle with each other, but are two separate entities, right? So we're able to have, you're able, if you're a student that comes to us and plays, like, you know, League of Legends or Overwatch, Smash, Hearthstone, you like any of these games, you're going to say, I have the opportunity to be a varsity athlete at a Division I college, right? And the one thing that I'm always told by the people I work with in the athletics department is that they are just as committed at keeping, you know, the same sort of like athletic standards that, you know, our football team has, which is a very good football program, or our women's softball team, who is just in the, like, you know, Division II World Series, that we would have for esports. Like, they don't want to see that difference, which I don't know, because I haven't only worked at, you know, St. John's. There's going to be, like, you'll find another college on the island that has that sort of like symbiotic relationship between esports and, you know, athletics and faculty.
Now, I know we're talking about Overwatch and we're talking about League of Legends, of course. Do you have any intentions in the near future of adding any other games?
No, I've been talking with the deputy athletic director, I believe is his title officially, to talk with about adding new esports and titles to the varsity program. I think there are a couple of varsity esports that we're missing out here on Long Island that could be incredibly successful esports, not just on a collegiate level, but on like a national level, that I would hope to sort of capitalize on while the market is still sort of growing.
But do you have any names, any games in particular, or?
Like I said, I've brought up Rocket League a couple times. I think Rocket League is one of the best is one of the easiest watchable games there are right now. For me as well, Rainbow Siege 6?
Oh, Rainbow Six Siege?
Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is one of, like, another game that has, like, a great watchability value to it and could develop into a very good esport if the infrastructure gets there. And I know a couple places are already working on that. And then as well, I do believe, you know, we're talking like a fighting game. I wanna field like some sort of competitive fighting team in the near future as well, whether it be Smash Brothers, Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, all those sorts of games, because I know that community is like a very passionate and driven community that I think could drive a varsity program to success.
Agreed. So, I mean, so with that all being said, kind of what do you think are some of the most important characteristics in order to make a successful student and esports player, you know, in any particular curriculum?
So, I'll base this not really generally off of esports, right, but my background as a collegiate football player. A lot of it has to do with, being a good person, right? If you're gonna, like, if you're on a team with, you know, 20 other people, whether it be 20 people on like a basketball team or an esports team or 100 people like football, if you're not a good person and you're not a team player, you're not gonna do well on the team, and you're gonna find yourself isolated from the team, and then that's gonna lead to a bad college experience. So I think that's the biggest thing. But then the other things are as well, like, you have to be passionate about your sport. Like, I don't know how many like high schoolers we have that are like, hey, I want to compete in, you know, esports going in, or hey, just like general, hey, I want to play some sport in college, right? If you're not passionate about that sport, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to sort of make yourself successful, because like, I know with football, I was waking up at like 5:30 in the morning to go lift, and then I was having classes from 9 to 2, and then practice from like meetings from like 3 to 4, and then practice from 5 to 8. So you have like a very tight regimented schedule that you have to sacrifice for. So if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to want to make those sacrifices, and that's not going to be good. And then the third and final thing I think is being academically able to keep up with the standards, right? So everyone thinks about college athletes that like, oh, they're these free, you know, they get these free educations just because they can play sports. They, you know, you hear about the college scandals all the time. Like, hey, we get issues with, you know, like improper benefits and all those sorts of things. People not taking the right classes. But like a lot of students like that are athletes not only do well in their sport themselves, but also achieve at the highest academic levels as well. So like I can't offer, again with football, like you can't sit here and say, hey, I have this great player, right? But I don't know if they're gonna be here in 2 years because they could, you know, have to transfer because they're losing their academic scholarships. So if you have the passion, if you're able to keep up with schoolwork and make that a priority as well, and then on top of that, you have to be able to, you know, be disciplined enough to be successful, I think you can make a very good college athlete out of that.
Wow. That's very interesting, because again, there are a lot of misnomers and assumptions that kind of go into the whole athletic curriculum, you know, on a college level. And, you know, even there's stuff, even though it's not on a college level, just the misunderstanding of, you know, guys or kids that play video games. But I really think it was interesting where, you know, maybe some of the kids who aren't the best in school currently right now aren't so because they don't really have any motivation, or they don't see, or they can't aspire to be, maybe they're not the best football player. Maybe they don't like class, but they have no real drive. But from what I've noticed in just kind of being in some of the high schools is that, you know, some of these kids, if provided with the right motivation, will excel in doing something that they love. So it's kind of like if they love to play video games and they're like, okay, well, if I got to play video games or if I got to get good grades to play video games, I'm motivated to actually read a little bit more. I'm motivated to study a little bit more because the reward is that I can kind of do something that has normally been, you know, oh, I shouldn't be doing that, whether I was told by my parents or my friends kind of looked down upon. I really think that that's just something that's very interesting, that it kind of goes unforeseen on top of the kids who are already academically good and play esports or play video games. But for those who appear to not be good students, but provided with the right motivation, can also excel in the esports arena when it comes to high school and in college.
How's it going, everybody? This is Mitchell back as co-host of the One Recourse Radio podcast. And I wanted to reach out to you real quick because I know exactly what you're doing. You're probably sitting in front of your computer with your website open, you know, looking for that next client or looking for the next place to promote your business. Well, I want you to listen in closely. Put your ear to the to the speaker, because there's an organization that's out there. It's a networking group called the Community Access Network. Connected to over 200 different businesses, they provide a number of different workshops, seminars, and platforms where you can promote and develop your business concept or idea. And I'm sure you're probably thinking, 200 different businesses, over 200 businesses, that's probably a place where you need to be. So look no further. You go to facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness. Once again, that's facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness, and you'll be able to see all of the different events and platforms that this group is connected to help you to promote and develop your business. So look forward to seeing you at the next event, and remember, it's facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness.
Yes, no, I think you're 100% right, and I think especially, right, I don't know if you covered this on previous podcasts, but like the NCA recently again kicked the bucket down the street with the idea of bringing esports in under the NCA banner itself, which I think is like very beneficial, because now, like, if, right, I have a student that is, you know, one of those students where they can get motivated by the, you know, being on the team, I don't have to worry as much as them coming on with a bad GPA and bringing them in, because I know I can motivate them and coach them up to get to the point where they are an academically successful student, and then also be a, like, you know, like sports successful student as well, and have both of those going at once. Where if you are like if you're an NCAA program, I can't bring in a academically unsuccessful student because they may be gone and they're not going to have the ability to be retained within the school or within even like the NCAA standings and, you know, standings and like regulations, and to fall in line with all of, like, you know, their rules just to be academically eligible.
I can see that the biggest problem, I think, what you're saying, and what it seems like, is kids that come into these programs, unfortunately, there's no type of like sponsorship, proper sponsors or scholarships to help these kids stay in these colleges. If you don't have a sports scholarship, or if you're not a genius in high school, half of these kids end up having to move around back and forth because parents have to get out of their pocket and they can't actually stay in certain colleges.
Yes, no, I think that's right, but I think also LIU does a very good job at managing that sort of stuff. We, like, you know, I not only am I the esports coach, but I'm also one of their success coaches. So, like, it's not only my duty to make sure that I'm like my esports team is like playing their best, but I also have a caseload of students that, like, they need. My role is also to make sure they're academically performing their best. And that means, you know, they won't be losing their scholarship. They'll be qualifying for internships, and they'll be prepared to go out in the world, right? And then in terms of esports itself specifically, I think it's also unique because, like I've mentioned a couple of times, we're a varsity program. I do have the ability to offer esports scholarships if the right people come along and, you know, they need that extra financial help. I've always felt, right, I'm friends with Daniel Clerkey, the general manager of United, and also the head of Maryville, right? One of the top like esports colleges in the nation. He always says, and I agree with him 100%, that your success as a coach in college isn't based on how many wins or losses you get, but how many people you graduate. And that feeling of, you know, I'm walking, he just had his first graduation class walk. Like, getting those people from, you know, incoming freshmen to outgoing senior is the biggest achievement for a sport, for like any type of coach, regardless of it's esports or a physical sport. So I think that is the major sort of, you know, push for me, is to make sure that my students, when they come in, if they need that extra help, get them that extra help, whether it be financially or academically, to make sure that they're out in 4 years and they are being able to get a job and following whatever passion they have.
Nah, that's awesome. And I kind of want to keep on what we're referring to, because, I mean, hey, we're all talking because we have some insight about esports or whether it's college, but we also have parent listeners. And, you know, I would just like to ask you, John, if a parent is listening right now and they're tuned in and they're kind of on the fence, what is something that you can either advise them about, you know, coming to Long Island University, or how do they do that process? Let's just say they're on the cusp and they're like, you know what, I want to get behind this, or I want to learn more. How can they either contact you or speak to you about your program and what you could do for their particular student?
So I guess first off, like you're asking for like my personal contact, right? You can look at my email for the school. I have a professional school email, john.mcdermott@liu.edu or @liu_esports@liu.edu are the two that you can contact me on. They both get forwarded into my inbox. We have a social media platform as well. It is, I just want to make sure I am giving you the right one. It's @liu_esports, @liu_esports. The DM box is always open. You can always contact me there or ask questions. You can go on to, we haven't changed it over yet, I believe. But we will be changing it over soon. So we're not going to be able to, like, you know, this may not stay long, but I'm sure it's going to be redirected. If you go to liupostpioneers.com, you can fill out the recruiting questionnaire. We actually have a varsity form recruiting questionnaire, which then I can get in contact with you about more information. And then as well, you can call the school and you can get directed to the Promise Hotline, which is where I work, and ask me more questions there. So those are like four great ways to get in contact with me into regards to all of this. And then as well, you know, you can call the school itself. We are a great school. We're stationed in the middle of Long Island. It's a great campus to be around. You can come visit it almost like anytime you want. What I found most interesting when I got hired here, when you think about what a college is, it's not one of these city colleges where, like, you know, it's just like a couple buildings and then like a parking lot and that's it. This is like a unique universe, like 4-year university setting where we have the big lawns. We have the large, you know, athletic field section. We have like horses. We have room for like horses. I've never been to a college that has had horse, like actual stables on. That's how much room we have on this campus, which is amazing. It's a glorious campus to live on and look at. So, like, just come here. It's in the middle of Greenville if you want to look at it. Like, we're always around. The Promise coaches are always around. They can contact you. We can call you, call admissions. They can put in contact with you with me as well. And I'm free to sit around and talk as much esports as you want if you're wanting to learn more information about our program or about esports in general.
Perfect.
I just have one last question for you. Now, I know all these colleges make these teams. Some of them have a certain standard. Some of them have more like to introduce a different type of sport. What is the ultimate goal that the college had in mind when they created this program?
Well, so there's two ways to answer that, right? One, the ultimate goal for any sport is always to win. Right. But the idea as well is to build and develop a foundation for a esports program over the next 3 years that is going to be, you know, one of the most athletically successful programs, but a esports program that's going to be the most, you know, able to graduate, able to get people jobs in esports and all those sorts of things. That's where I want to say I'm successful is, hey, I had 20 esports students graduate this year. 15 of them have got jobs in esports. The other 5 got jobs in where they want to go, right? That's what I want to do, right? We have options. Like, not only do we have like management and business and STEM related fields, but we also have the, you know, game design. If you want to learn how to make esports, you can come here and do that too. And if we could get you into making esports, that's just as big a success as, you know, one of my players going professional in a like game like Overwatch or in a game like League of Legends, in my mind.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, I mean, there's always so much more to cover. We're just touching on the basis of everything that's kind of going on with Long Island University and John and what he has in store, and also with the Long Island Gaming League. So, John, we definitely want to be able to invite you back onto the podcast so we can kind of recap as, you know, when September kicks around and school is going, we want to be able to have you back on as a guest. So, but for now, we really appreciate your time and coming onto the show and really giving us some insight about your background as a player, as an esports, and just as a career development for the youth and the high school students who will be going to the Long Island University campus.
Yes, I mean, thank you guys so much for having me. It was a wonderful experience. You guys have my information as well. If you don't, you can always look back at this podcast to find my information. Contact me. I'm free to talk whenever.
All right. There you have it, everybody. You just tuned into another episode of the Long Island Gaming League Esports Podcast, where we talk esports and everything in between. If you want to get in contact with John, we're going to make sure that we're going to share some of his information in our podcast footnotes. Follow them on Instagram if they have it, or Twitter. But make sure you connect either way with Long Island Gaming University and John from Long Island University. For all the parents out there, talk to your kids. Find out what their interests are, because there's a lot of opportunities. And I think that's what we all need to do. We need to have communications. We need to talk about esports. And let's really take advantage of this new developing industry of esports. My name is Dennis. You tuned into the Long Island Gaming League Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Mitchell Backus here, one half of the One Recourse Radio Podcast. Hope your day is going well. Just wanted to get in here and just chat with you real quick, because I know if you hearing what I'm hearing, this is a very intense but very informative and a very exciting episode. I hope that from listening to this, you're getting a really good glimpse of what's happening in the esports world. Just hope that everything you're hearing really gives you a good insight on how he's tapping into this billion-dollar industry. There's a lot of opportunity that's out there, and that's one of the main reasons why we want to share this with you, so you can get an idea and see how it relates to you and your profession, your business, and your brand. So we wanted to bring to you today part one of this episode. We're going to come back with you very shortly, so stay tuned, because after, you know, wrapping this up, you know, this segment, we're going to be coming back with part two of the Long Island Gaming League and what's happening, you know, with that. And this will be another rollout, episode 53 of our podcast. So we thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe www.onerecourse.com/podcast, where you can subscribe on all the platforms that we're on, you know, for your iTunes users, your Android users, wherever you're at, you can subscribe, you can get in tune. And then also, if you are interested in being a guest, please go to onerecourse.com/podcast. We have an incredible feature on the site where you can just book an appointment to become a guest on our show. You want to come on as a fan, you want to come on as an expert in your field, feel free to do so. And we will be all the way excited to bring you on and connect with what you got going on. So thank you so much for tuning to episode 52. We'll see you at episode 53 for the continuation of the Long Island Gaming League. We'll be right back.